You're listening to SBS News.
A coup in October last year upended Sudan's plans to move to democracy after a popular uprising forced the military's overthrow of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir and his Islamist government in April 2019. Former United Nations official Abdullah Hamdok had been seen as the civilian face of Sudan's transitional government until that October coup. He was reinstated in November amid international pressure in a deal that calls for an independent technocratic cabinet under military oversight led by him. Protesters denounced both the October takeover and the subsequent deal that reinstated the prime minister but sidelined the pro-democracy movement. Mr. Hamdok called for a dialogue to agree on a national charter and to draw a roadmap to complete the transition, but that was rejected by the pro-democracy movement, which insists that power be handed over to a fully civilian government tasked with leading the transition. Sunday saw violent pro-democracy protests in the capital, Khartoum, which were violently dispersed by security forces. At least two people are reported to have been killed. This protester, Abir Mohammed, says she was out to show her opposition to the coup led by General Abdel Fattah Burhan.
I am not satisfied with the coup carried out by General Abdel Fattah Burhan, and I consider this coup a betrayal of the revolution, a betrayal of the people, a betrayal of the martyrs, also a betrayal of everything we dreamed of, and we will continue to struggle in the streets until we bring in a civil state.
Video footage showed protesters being struck by tear gas canisters deployed by security forces. Another protester, Mohamed Nagy, says the protesters want to send a message to the world.
We are here to send a message to the whole international community, our young protesters on the street, in order to realize a civil system that is completely no room for the military people in this system, and they are going to realize their objectives sooner or later.
Mr. Hamdok has defended the November deal with the military, saying that it was meant to preserve achievements that his government had made in the last 2 years and to protect the nation from sliding to a new international isolation. In his resignation speech, Mr. Hamdok admitted that the crisis was spreading to all parts of Sudanese society.
The major crisis today in the homeland is primarily a political crisis, but it is gradually changing to include all aspects of economic and social life and is on its way to becoming comprehensive.
He says he'd done his best.
I tried as much as I could to avoid our country slipping into a catastrophe. And now our country is going through a dangerous turning point that may threaten its entire survival if it is not remedied soon.
Mr. Hamdok says he accepts that he needs to pass the leadership to someone else to complete the transition to democracy.
During the past few days, I met with all the components of the transitional period, the political and military components, and the peace partners, to explain and brief them and to put the national and historical responsibility before them. The honorable people, and based on all what I have mentioned, I have decided to return your trust to you and announce to you my resignation from the position of Prime Minister to make way for another one of the sons of this generous country to complete the leadership of the dear homeland, and pass through it during the remaining life of the transition towards the reviving civil, democratic state.
The announcement throws Sudan's political future even deeper into uncertainty. Alan Lee, SBS News.